Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Right-hand side, Schneider. Schneider over the top to Taruva. Was it played at? Yes, said the referee. And they run through and score. And Taruva picks up try number 9. Luai double pumps. Finds a short player in Garner. He loaded the gun and the Garner was there. And he goes under the post. Penrith take the lead.
They'll score here. Set.
There they go.
Great pick up.
He linked up with Taylor May. He's off the races. They're asleep at the wheel. Edwards rushed back. And Taylor May, like a bullet, he was queued up at the station. He said, I've got my ticket. Dylan, I'm on boarding this train. And it's express to the try line.
Welcome back to the Captain's Run, the Penrith Panthers Express. It rolls on. It rolls on. And we are fortunate enough to have... 6 for Penrith Panthers, and also brand new entrepreneur, business owner, Universe 7 clothing brand, Jerome Luai on the line. How you going, brother?
Hey, boys. Bloke on the bar next.
100%. 100%, bro.
I like the cover of that bar. It sounds cool.
Mate, 100%. Now, how's the year been for you, mate? Obviously, huge announcement heading to the Tigers and, you know, with all of that kind of unfolded, but it doesn't look like you guys have missed a beat at all.
Yeah, it was pretty big for me to get that out of the way, you know, before the season started, especially just to clear the mind and make sure that I was focused, you know, kind of Panthers solely. A bit of a slow start. I know we lost round one to Melbourne, but I think we're building nicely, building our combinations nicely, and we're winning some games.
Hey, Jerome, what have you made of the season so far? Like, you mentioned that first up loss to Melbourne where you failed to score some points, but... Are you guys doing anything differently this year to what you've done in the previous three, or is it just, you know, changes of personnel that have, you know, sort of taken a bit of time to sort of get a bit of gel going on the field and get these wins banked up?
Yeah, we've got a good system here at Penrith, and I think it's all about just strengthening that with new faces coming to the side. You know, young Taylor May's coming in first year at Zona, and he's completely smashed it every game he's had, but I think that's what it's about for us here. We know our system works, and the more we can just spread that amongst the boys coming into the side, then, we know what works for us, and we're going to keep doing it until it doesn't work.
And, mate, the obviously you had to get out of the way before the season started, and I know you'd probably be so sick of, you know, answering the question about the Tigers, but I guess the decision, when it all came down to it, like, what was the catalyst for the decision to go to the Tigers?
Probably the challenge of it, you know, you sort of, you get into that comfort zone and it's a bit dangerous. I think stepping out of that for me, seeing as a great challenge for myself and see how far I can take it, was one of them, but, family was another one, for me, and family's a big part of my life. So, Benji also, getting the chance to be coached by him. He was always my favorite player growing up. I got to play alongside him in the Maldives team, and you know, now I get to go over there and get coached under him next year. So, pretty excited about that.
Mate, you got a pretty strong relationship with Nathan Cleary, and I think everyone expects him to be the 7 for the Blues in a few weeks when State of Origin 1 rolls around. I know your focus is solely on Penrith at the moment, but have you got one eye on this State of Origin series coming up at all for that number 6 jersey?
Not an eye, but I think you're always conscious about it when it's coming up, you know, all the talk around leading up to it, who's going to play in certain positions and things like that. I love the spirit of Origin. I love, you know, the build-up towards it, and I love the jersey itself. So it's always a goal for me at the start of every year to be amongst that 17 that runs out there and takes on Queensland. But I think at the end of the day, the jersey will pick the man and who's fit to wear it. So whoever's in that 6 will do a great job.
Mate, obviously you've won 3 on the trot. You've been in 4 grand finals in a row, and I understand that, you know, you head into each year, and I guess the message from the coaching staff would be, we've got a job to do here, boys. But what has anything changed each year on year, to try to re-motivate you boys? I know you all got motivation, obviously, but to re-motivate or just make things fresh so that you kind of go into a new year with kind of a, I guess, a rekindled fire to win another premiership?
Yeah, I just think the coaching staff does a really good job with doing that. There are themes throughout the year, and it changes. It's changed every year, so I guess that's a bit of brings a bit of freshness to each season. I think, yeah, well, 1 year was Top Gun, another year was Mount Everest, just things like that. It keeps it themed, and yeah, I think this season is a bit of untreaded waters. Like, no one's really, you know, done the four-peat, you know what I mean? But I don't know. We just love winning as a team. We love each other's company, and you know, we're a young group at the end of the day that has a lot of energy. So that's motivation for us, is just to be great, to make most of our potential, and love playing with each other.
And you know, like you spoke about, you know, that three-peat, and no one's gone on to win four or haven't done so in a long time. Certainly not in the era of the NRL. But do you feel as though this year it's been more difficult than the previous three, as far as expectation on you guys to go out and win, you know, most games that you play, and the way that opposition teams are hunting you, because they see you as the pinnacle of our game, right? They see you as the top team. Do you feel as though this has been like the hardest year so far to try and find wins?
Yeah, man. You know, I think it's pretty weird. Like, even family and friends are always expecting us to win and win comfortably, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
it's pretty crazy. But at the end of the day, any NRL game is hard to win. And, you know, each year it's gotten tougher. Each year teams are changing, and they're adapting to where the game's being played and the rule changes and things like that. So that's a challenge in itself. And that's what motivates us. I think teams getting better, and we just need to be even better than that. So it's good. It keeps us on our toes, and we're just looking to get better and better.
Mate, what's it like? You know, you're 27 years old now, so you're still a relatively young fella. But, you know, compared to some of the teenagers and the young boys coming through, you know, your Taylan May and Tonga Orr and all those boys are coming through. Because when you came into grade, obviously Penrith were building. And then you've done what you've achieved, and you've almost created you've had a big shift on culture in the area. So you're kind of seeing guys come through now that would have watched you as they were 16 years old kind of win premierships. What's that feeling been like for you as a leader now on the side?
It's been really good, man. It's I'm really proud of it. You know, boys having to come into a winning culture rather than, you know, what we did sort of back when we started, like you said. Just proud of, I guess, the foundation that we've sort of laid for the boys coming through, and, you know, the system that we've set in place. It's a massive rap to, I guess, the group and the playing group and the coaching staff and things like that. So, you know, I'm leaving at the end of the year, but I can definitely be proud of something that I've helped build here for the boys. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
We know you've got to run to a meeting, and we know you're moving on next year, but any word on David Fifita? can you give us some inside info?
Scoop.
As Ivan led on, can you give us a scoop, mate?
I got yous. David Fifita is playing for New South Wales, not for Queensland.
Oh, mate, thanks so much. Sure, thanks so much for joining us, brother. We really appreciate it. And any
good
listeners,
luck.
If you want some new clothes, Universe 7, head over to the Instagram. You can you can grab some new kit. I'll see you later, brother.
Let's go.
There he is. Jerome,
isn't that going to be an interesting game this week?
Oh,
Penrith.
Mate.
Penrith, well, they're hosting the Bulldogs. They're 6 p.m. Friday night at Panther Stadium. If you want to get along, check out Ticket Tech. You can find all your tickets there. But they're taking on a few of their ex-teammates, Matty Burton, Stephen Crichton.
Just a little bit of banter will be flying back and forth, just a tiny bit.
It's started already.
Oh, mate, absolutely, absolutely. You can get your tickets at Ticket Tech, or you can search Panthers tickets. I tell you what, though, what I'm really interested to see this game is what a good measuring stick to see where are the Bulldogs really. You know,
yeah.
Are we in a romantic phase where they're sitting in the eight? It's going good. They've shown a lot of grit. They've got a few wins under the belt. It's been a great month of rugby league. Or are they still quite a ways away off that kind of top tier of rugby league? Now, I understand, you know, that it's just one game, but it is a good measuring stick.
Oh, mate, absolutely. It's, you know, well, they forced themselves into the top eight, right? So they're 4 wins from 8 games. So they've won half of their matches this year already. So this is a great opportunity for them. And, you know, I think those players that we just mentioned, and we failed to mention Viliami-Kikau, one of the biggest contributors to Penrith with those couple of premierships. But they'll give great insights into, you know, to their teammates. And obviously having Cam Seraldo there as their coach, like he'll have a really strong understanding of what, you know, mindset or attitude that Penrith are going to bring this week. I think everyone sort of knows, don't they, how Penrith's going to play. Like it's not any secret. They just do everything really well and they worked extremely hard for the entire 80 minutes. So I think it's a great opportunity for this young Bulldog side just to get out there and just have a red hot crack at, you know, maybe trying to force an upset. You know, many people would see it as an upset if the Doggies got up, but you know, they've shown that they can play some tough footy as well.
I like, it's such an interesting facet of the Penrith Panthers dominance because, as you said, there's no secret. Like, there's genuinely no secret. They're going to have outside backs. They're going to run for a lot of meters. They're going to churn you through the middle, try to fatigue you, and try to get you at the end of the game. And they go into the... It's like super obvious what's going to happen. And yet, I think that teams, because it's almost that... I've said it quite a few times, like that Mike Tyson factor where they almost psych themselves out of the game before the game even happens instead of kind of going in there saying, guys, we just got to go... Like, I know it sounds simple, but it's actually not the tactical battle we've got to win. We've got to win the physical battle and that will essentially give us the best chance to just be in the game at the end of the game.
Yep.
I mean, you look at South on the weekend. 20 minutes to go, it's 18-12.
Mm.
It's 18-12, but what was it? It was the physicality and the match fitness. Dylan Edwards, Taylan May, just being fitter and faster, going, we're going to create an opportunity with our fitness.
Yeah, and it's the way they do it now, mate. Like they've got this confidence and this self-belief about their game that they know that if they stick at it long enough, they're going to break teams down. Mm. So in that early success that they had in 2020, look, what they were doing was they were going out and playing this just like incredible style of footy where they'd blow teams off the park and they'd score so many points early that like they'd try and defend their way to a victory. Whereas now, like, they just go, right, I know, we're a much more, we've learned so much from those early days. You know, we're a much more patient outfit now and we understand in great detail what our game is about. And that we know that if we stick at it, it doesn't matter who we play, we'll have confidence that we'll beat them in the end. Mm. And even if they score points early, like Rabideau scored 2 tries early last week when they were a man down, it was 12-0.
Yeah.
It was 12-0 after 15 minutes, something like that. And everyone thought, oh, here we go. Like, here's the rebound for the Rabideaus after, you know, Jason Demetriou got sacked. But no, Penrith just stuck at it, slowly, you know, brought the scoreline back to level pegging and then just kicked on.
It's just with Penrith, I think it's going to take a very, very special team to be able to, if they finish in the top four, like when they hit finals and for a team to not only beat them once, but beat them twice.
Yep.
Jeez. Like,
can you imagine 4 straight? That's 5. Like even if they make the grand final this year, like the accomplishment in itself of making 5 grand finals in a row is incredible.
It's insane.
Incredible.
It's insane.
But to go on and win it, like, Jesus, give it away.
Yeah, seriously.
Just, mate, that'll do me.
End the comp. End the comp. Just end it. Until those.
Just let them just say, mate, look, you're out.
Yep, you're out. See you later.
Have a year off. we give everyone else a go.
Mate, I find, it's really, you know, what you spoke about before, how in 2020 they'd go on and try and blow teams off the park and then defend a lead.
Yeah.
It's funny because Ivan Cleary actually said after they lost that grand final to you guys was they completely changed their system to exactly what you said, where it's actually the opposite. It's the last 20 minutes where we want to win.
Yeah.
And we saw that obviously in the grand final against the Broncos where it looked like finally, they'd met their athletic match. Finally, there was a team of blokes that were more athletic than them, that were faster, stronger. And it was like, but they don't have the experience. They don't have that last 20 minutes in them like Penrith do. And they get the grand final win. We're going to head to a break. After the break, plenty more to talk about, which is State of Origin.